Bristol, For the Record, a new local oral history podcast from BCFM Radio in partnership with MShed Bristol and funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund.
If you just start by telling us your name and how old you are.
I'm Nisha and I'm 17.
And when and where were you born?
I was born in Bristol in 2006.
Great. If we can start by talking a little bit about your childhood. So whereabouts in Bristol did you grow up?
East Central, so Eastern St. George area.
What are some of your earliest memories as a child?
Probably just playing in primary school. I think that'll probably have to be kind of, I don't have any memories.
So what's Bristol like as a city to grow up in as a young person?
I'd say that in terms of how the city engages with us and holds events and things like that is quite good. However, growing up, I didn't really go out and just play in the parks a lot or anything.
Have you got any siblings?
Yes, I have three.
And are they older than you or younger?
All three of them are younger.
What was it like growing up with them? Did you get along well or did you have arguments and fights and stuff?
I think, yeah, definitely me and my siblings sometimes argue, but I feel like only in a natural way. But me and my siblings have quite a big age gap also, so.
Must have felt some sort of responsibility in helping to raise them.
Yeah, I definitely say that. It's not necessarily I grew up with them. I'm more just like an older sibling to kind of give them advice if they need it or to argue with.
And what about your parents? What do they do for a living?
My mum is a home carer and my dad does something in business.
And what's your relationship like with your parents?
I'm pretty close with my parents. I think my relationship with my parents is probably my closest relationship I have with anyone. So pretty strong, yeah.
And in terms of school then, what do you like about school?
I really like being able to put effort into something and kind of knowing that like in the end that will lead to something like good grades. I think, yeah, so I really like being able to work towards something.
What are some of your favourite subjects?
Well, I'm currently in college and I study French law and politics. And I'd have to say that out of that, my favourite is law.
Who were some of your favourite teachers at school?
When I was in school, my favourite teacher was my English teacher. She just had like such a very enthusiastic personality. And she was one of those teachers that you could really tell she loved what she teaches. So that was kind of why she's my favourite.
Have you got any memorable trips or moments from school?
I actually probably have to say no. I don't think I have many trips that were that memorable. Yeah, sorry.
Were there any subjects that you didn't really like at all?
I have always been a really big hater of math. I never really understood it completely, so that's probably why. But it's just I liked more essay-based subjects rather than science or maths.
So then, in terms of outside of school to college, what sort of things do you like to do in your free time?
I like to go to cinema. That's kind of a hobby, I guess. But obviously, I also get involved with things like the Youth Council and local charities.
So who are some of your heroes or role models as you were growing up?
I'd have to probably say my aunt. She's probably one of my big, like my main role models when I was younger. She's just very independent and I just really have always really admired her and her personality.
And then in terms of maybe any, if there's any sort of famous role models or anything like that, maybe people in a industry you'd maybe like to get involved in. Are there any of those?
Oh, that's a good one. I think there are some human rights activists that I find really influential, for example, Malala.
That's great. What is it about them that inspires you?
I feel like it's about how they are really proud of who they are and stand up for the things that they believe in. I feel like those are really good qualities that I value and hope that I can display in myself.
So then what are some of your dreams and ambitions for the future?
I'm currently quite interested in broadcast journalism. And then also I hope to study maybe languages at university, but I feel like I still have time to decide, yeah.
So have you got any idea of a sort of job or career that you might want to go into?
Not specifically, no, yeah.
So then more wide, I guess, what are some of your hopes for the future for Bristol as a city and then sort of more generally in the wider world?
As in maybe like the most prevalent issues right now?
Yeah, anything that you'd like to see being changed or done?
I think in Bristol, I probably want there to be more housing. I feel like the housing crisis is something that I care a lot about. So I think that is one main specific thing that I can think of right now.
Okay, great. And then obviously you're involved with the Youth Council. How did you get involved with them?
Oh, that's actually a really good story. When I was 12, I went to one of the Youth Voice conferences here at the City Council, held by the Youth Council. It was like kind of a mini trip with my school. And we got to hear about the Youth Council and their projects and then how they're actually open for applications. So then I did an application and I did my campaign where I had to make a video that was sent out to schools and voted on amongst young people. And then I found out that I got in and I was really surprised and I was really happy. And that was, it was a really big point in my life and something that I will always remember because it's kind of what got me into lots of the extracurriculars that I do now. And I'm still here in my, I think it's my fifth year. So you can clearly tell that I definitely enjoyed my time.
What are some, if there's any sort of memorable moments from a time in the Youth Council?
Oh, I was a media rep for about 2 years. And with this, I was able to make newsletters for the young people in Bristol during lockdown. And we had really great feedback from that and lots of young people really enjoyed it. And so it was really nice to kind of know that I kind of contributed to like making sure that young people still knew all the support that was out there and then also kind of making young people still feel a sense of community during lockdown. So I think that's one thing that I really was proud of.
So what are some of the projects that you've worked on during your time in the Youth Council?
There's been lots of different things. We do a lot of stuff like supporting the things that happen in the council. So, for example, the One City Plan is something that we give our input and kind of have an advisory position, helping like saying we don't think this works for young people. We all talk to people in our schools, for example, and then feedback a lot of stuff. We kind of all have our individual campaigns and groups. So my original one from a couple of years ago, because it was during lockdown, kind of wasn't able to go exactly where we wanted it to. But right now, my group is actually working on a fundraiser. So I feel like that is something that we're really excited to get in and do.
What's this fundraiser for? What are you raising money for?
We want to raise money for SARI because we are the equalities group. And we feel like SARI really encompass our values and the things that we want to, the topics that we want to support. So yeah, that's why.
And why is the work that the Youth Council does important? What value does it have?
I think the value is just making sure that young people have a voice in the council because a lot of young people don't feel like they really have a space to bring up big issues and problems that they're facing. And kind of having us in schools as well, who as someone that they can kind of speak to and kind of say like, look, what is the council even actually doing for this specific issue? Or this isn't really working for young people or multiple other things. It's really nice to kind of have that kind of representative there to speak for young people.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks very much. Cheers.